Welcome to Michigan Sunrise Side. Today, I'm Kevin Allen, and joining us from MP2 Planning is Larry Strange. Larry, welcome to the show.
Hey, glad to be here, Kevin.
Glad to have you on. Before we get started, we're going to talk about a survey that you guys are putting together for Aranac Public Transit Authority. But first, tell us a little bit about what MP2 Planning is all about. What do you guys do?
MP2 Planning is a consulting firm that helps primarily small transit systems in rural and mid-sized urban areas plan their future, just like you would plan your household's future.
All right. You're doing that for Aranac Public Transit Authority. Tell us a little bit about what they're looking for and what you're going to do in terms of getting the word in from residents.
Well, Aranac Public Transit is gone through a lot of changes. They became an authority a couple years ago. They've created some new services. They've helped transition through the pandemic many people. They're moving their base of operations. So there's lots of things going on. They're getting a lot of demand. Their ridership is up. 50% of their riders are seniors and people with disabilities.
Sure.
So there's 50% of the riders who are people just like you and me looking for a way to get to work, don't want to drive in the winter. There's a variety of reasons people use Aranac Public Transit. They don't have access to a car right now, need dependable transportation to work. They do connect to adjoining counties for work-related services. So they provide a whole menu of really valuable transportation options for the community.
They do. That's right. So if they've got all these facts and figures about who's riding and when and that, you are now going to try and take them a step further through MP2 Planning and a survey?
We're sending out around 7,000 mailings to households throughout Aranac County to determine, number one, what is the level of use and need anticipated in the future. What do they think about the services? What kind of services might be interesting to them? Mm-hmm. And then finally, how do they support it overall? So we'll take that information, combine it with the facts and figures that we have, and then create a plan for the future.
Very good. Now, are these surveys going out? Are they going out in the mail? Are they going to be in papers? Is it something they would do through a website? How are folks going to get involved with this?
Okay, there's two ways. One, there is a survey going out in the mail, and it will be what we call our statistically valid mailback survey. It provides us a snapshot of what a typical resident in Aranac County would think. We also will have survey options available through posters with QR codes, and also you could go to the Aranac County website and fill out a survey. So there'll be two different survey efforts going on, but the main one is if you get one of these surveys in the mail, fill it out, send it back.
Yeah.
Denise Dunn is the director of Aranac County Public Transit. You can call her with questions at the Aranac County Public Transit Authority, and so that we encourage you to do that. And it should be mailed probably by the end of February, so be looking for it late February, early March is when it'll be coming in.
Okay, now even if you don't use the transit, you'd want to fill out this survey because there, at some point in the future, you're going to need it or we're going to want to use it, and let's find out what you need and what they can provide then.
Yeah, you said that exactly right. Not only may you need it in the future, somebody you know may already need it or may need it in the future. So it could be a relative, a grandparent. Everybody has that, that window of people that could use it.
That's right. So be looking for the survey. MP2 Planning is sending out those surveys on the Aranac Public Transit Authority and their future and future plans. And Larry Strange from MP2 Planning. Larry, it's been a pleasure having you on Michigan Sunrise Side today.
Hey, Kevin, I enjoyed it. Look forward to coming back and reporting on the results.